Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Okay, I am so excited to have you, Dana, on the couch with me because we actually met through the Awaken Me course that you did with me. But we met before that in the Sacred Living free Facebook group. And you caught my eye because you diligently responded to other women. And I don't know if you realize, I think you had a bigger impact than almost anybody in the group because you, and I want to say that to you because at first off the bat, because you showed up and let them know they're not alone. And just by quickly responding to somebody and got conversations starting, and I loved it. And I was like, who is this person? Because the stuff she's saying is so insightful and so good. And then when you came into the course, I was like, oh, this is going to be fabulous. Like, this is going to change. Hopefully, a lot of things for the better for you. Anyway, I welcome you. I'm excited, as you could tell. Like, I'm kind of bouncing off the walls, and I can't wait for people to hear from you. But I also want to acknowledge, you said on your bio, I'm just an average housewife. And I'm like, yeah, you're so much more than that. But you're nervous to be here. And I want to acknowledge that too, because I want to put that out there, because people listening, I think on the other side, sometimes think we're professionals doing this, and I'm so far from that. And you're just a person, a beautiful, wonderful, God-given person, just like they are. So I know they're going to relate to you. So tell me all the things. Like, I guess I should give you a question to make you unnervous and just set it and say, tell me your whole life story. Okay. When you started Awaken Me, let's start there, and then we're going to go into some other things. When you started Awaken Me, what did you think about what was getting ready to happen to you? Where were you at the beginning? If you can go all the way back there 8 weeks ago, because it's been a transformative 8 weeks for you.
Oh, yes, it really has. Going back to the beginning, I wasn't sure quite what to expect. So I really wasn't expecting anything because it was unknown. I didn't know where it was going to go. I didn't know where I would be headed afterwards. And that was one of my biggest things, I think, was being fearful of the unknown future, something without certainty. So at the beginning of Awaken Me, I was kind of lost, didn't really know where I was going. I just knew that I was led to take your course, and I was led to you, and in the way you brought everything about during the God-given rest. And we just kind of connected through that. So when I was on the waiting list for Awaken Me and started in Sacred Living, I just felt comfortable and at ease. And I wasn't really too nervous about the fear of the future anymore. I was just ready to hit it, ready to dive in and see where it was going to take me.
And I love that, because I think a lot, well, not a lot, but I think a lot of people, women coming into a course that's about your identity, who you are at the core, and who you are because who Jesus says you are. Like, that's a heavy, heavy topic. And I think coming in, people are like, oh, do I really want to do this? Because this is one of those things we put off till tomorrow.
Right.
We're like, I'll work on me and figuring out how to make me happy when the kids are grown, when I get this job, when I lose this weight, when I do this. Did you have any of those statements or hesitations, or were you, because you had already been accustomed to me, just ready to go?
No, I had reservations, limited beliefs, and thought about things a certain way. And yeah, so you do have those reservations, and answering the question, who am I, is so deep that when that question just comes up, you're kind of like, ugh, who am I? So you answer with my titles. I'm a mom, I'm a sister, I'm a wife, or you answer with your values and your morals, but it's just, those are just part of your characteristics. And so learning how to redefine the definition of me, it just brought me so much joy at the end of it when I actually did know.
Yeah. One of the other things I noticed about you as we went along in the 8 weeks was your smile would just light things up. Like, I think you started not smiling in the beginning, like you came and it was kind of a heavier feeling, maybe, I don't know. But I felt like you were in just a heavier place. And as the weeks went along, it just seemed like you were lighter and happier and more joyful. Did you feel that way, or is that just me?
Oh no, absolutely felt that way. I noticed it in myself. My husband noticed it in me, and it even made him happy. And he's just like, dive in full force, whatever it takes, do it, because you're already so much happier. Just let go, come out of your shell, do what you need to do. And so that was really encouraging that he could actually see a change in me just in the few short weeks, even leading up to the program, just being in Sacred Living. So yeah, wow. I was uncomfortable at first, because like I said, it was something that was unknown. But once you get into the course, and the women are so amazing and so beautiful, and like you said, you know you're not alone. And that is so helpful right there, that anything is possible. So
yes, it is a, well, first I want to say, I love that your husband saw that and supported that, because I think that is so key. Because even as women, when we work on ourselves, we tend to keep that to ourselves.
Right, right.
But he noticed the change and brought it up. And then you can open up more and be like, oh, you know, I'm doing this. And they'll be like you said, so supportive. I love that. That doesn't usually happen. I went to therapy in secret for a really long time. I don't know why. It wasn't because I didn't think my husband would support it. It was, I think I was afraid I'd fail at it again. Honestly.
Yeah. I think a lot of times when we try to do something for ourselves, mm-hmm. we think we need to do it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. So let's talk about this community of women, because that is something I have become so passionate about. And I am super, I've learned the hard way about running groups online and how to word things, who to let in, when to say, I don't think you're a fit. And that is super hard for me. It doesn't happen very often, but it has happened. And I will do it. The only time I will say that is if I feel like that person is going to not be able to get in a place enough to support the community versus bringing it down. And I hate to say that, but sometimes that's just it. Like, there's times in my life when I have not been healthy enough to be in a community that could support other women going through hard things. I do want to clarify, that doesn't mean we can't bring our hard things. That doesn't mean we can't bring negativity. That doesn't mean we can't bring hurt, because everybody did in this community. But at the same time, we have to be willing to not stay there 100% of the time, right? In exactly. A community. These women, I want you to tell about your connection with them. Because I said at the very beginning in the first week, you will meet some of your best friends here. And I think some of you are growing that already. And I don't even know about half of it. But the community, I think it was every bit, if not more, impactful than the course was. What's your opinion on all that? Give me your thoughts on the community.
The community is absolutely wonderful. And the women in there, you could see how they've grown to the way they connect with each other in there, the way they participate in the group and have fun with it. And it's just beautiful to watch and to see and to be a part of. But like you were saying, we're all going through this life and we're human and we do have hardships, and sometimes the negative things do creep in. Yeah. And the women in this group come to you with that, and they're not afraid to face it. And they're saying, okay, here's the situation. This is what I'm going through, and I need help. Any suggestions? And to not be fearful of that and to be in a vulnerable position just because you feel that comfortable mm-hmm. within the group is an absolute blessing. It really, really is.
Yeah, I loved it too. In the beginning, it was a little slower going. Everybody was like, what is this happening? Like the first couple of weeks, but you were one of the first ones to jump in there and to start posting, to start sharing, and honestly got it started. On the backside, I would get emails in those first couple of weeks or messages, which was perfectly fine, but I would encourage them. And sometimes even give them the words. I would say, why don't you go post this part in the group to try to encourage that community? Once I did that, I'm going to tell you, like, on the backside of it, by week three, my emails declined like by 90%.
Right.
Everybody started seeing it. And you were pivotal to that. Like, you're a natural gifted community builder. I just can't say enough about you. Like, I just can't.
Oh, thank you.
What do you believe your transformation was during this process of going through the course?
The transformation was big and it came fast. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, the question was, who am I? What am I doing here? And where am I supposed to be? Is there something more, something bigger? And I think I was exactly where I needed to be. I just needed to be doing better there. Uh-huh. And so going through the course, having the community, taking in everything you taught us, it just reminded me of who I was. And the things that I loved. And it just brought a lot of that internal stuff back to life and just refinding that joy and reconnecting to those things that I had just left at the side for a little while mm-hmm. was probably the biggest, driving force to my transformation. And of course, each one of the modules in the lesson brings so much that you have already buried deep down inside to light. Mm-hmm. And then understanding how to approach those things and address those things in a new light and with new thoughts and beliefs, that was phenomenal. And I just can't thank you enough and thank the women in the group enough participating that transformation was even possible. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm honored. Like, I know I am right where I'm supposed to be. I'm in awe of it because I'm like, okay, I don't know why me, but okay, I'm here for it. And I'm really stepping into that. So I really appreciate your words. Do you feel like, since we're talking about something so heavy though, do you feel like each of the modules were doable and manageable to break down heavy topics?
Oh, yes, very much so. It's not like you go into this course, have the problem, the issue, the lesson, and then this question, then you answer it and it's done. We go in there, we talk about it. You give us the understanding, a few different ways to address it. And then we have the whole week to reflect and to get to the answers and be able to answer those questions that we have in ourselves. And so, yes, I believe it is totally doable, but everybody can do it in their own time and at their own pace. And that is the beauty of it.
I love you said that because I wasn't sure how people felt about that. I really did try to design it that way. And I was passionate about it. Everybody, like a lot of people stayed up with it for the 8 weeks, but some didn't, but they're still working through it. And I had to let them know, like when they email me, I'm like, I'm struggling. I'm not keeping up. I'm feeling bad. No, we're not feeling bad. It's in your own time when you're ready. You now have it for life. So the content's there, ready for you. You can do this self-taught. You can do this within a group. Like, it was designed for somebody to go through it alone, actually. And now I've seen like the community piece. So I'm really trying to figure out how to incorporate that with everything else. While you're teaching it live, that's easy. After the fact, I don't know, but it's important. And I'm passionate about that. Would you say that knowing who you are, you said, I already kind of knew, but being able to really write it, dig in deeper, acknowledge it, let go of some things. You mentioned your husband. How has it impacted your marriage?
Well, our marriage has always been solid. It's always been good. Mm-hmm. And we've always been able to communicate about anything.
Love that.
And everything. But he would get upset with me a lot because I couldn't see myself through his eyes, and he wouldn't understand why I didn't know I was capable of doing things and why I didn't think I would be able to do anything more. And so, you know, even with you recognizing it, with the other ladies in the group recognizing it, then I was able to recognize it myself, and I was more open and happy and fun and so much more full of life that the time that we spend together now after taking the Awaken Me journey is just so much more deeper, and we joke around more and we have fun conversations, and it's just not the day-to-day stuff. It's like we're regrowing a new friendship almost. Don't know how to explain it because it just brings so much joy that it's new. It's like falling in love all over again.
Oh my gosh, you just made me get all the feels. So one of the things I think happened and what I heard under there was people can tell you, oh my gosh, Dana, you're beautiful. You're so worthy. You're so capable. You're so able to do whatever it is you want to do. Why can you not believe that? I think there's a difference in hearing it and feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just got the chills. That's usually when I do something that I'm like, God's like, you're on track, sister. It doesn't happen very often, but it just happened. And I think even like when Jesus says who you are very clearly in the Bible, it's hard to feel that. But I think that's what shifted. You started feeling it for yourself.
Right. Absolutely.
That's where the power is. When you could start to feel the things, like I know at one point I was like, just tell yourself that over and over and over again, one thing about yourself that's good. I love the color of my eyes. I love the color of my eyes until you feel it. And there was a purpose to that. And it goes deeper, but that's the gist of it. The purpose is if I can get somebody to feel something by making a statement, I love the color of my eyes, even that simple. And all of a sudden you wake up, you'll be like, oh, I'm just saying it. And I don't feel it. One day you're going to wake up and go, oh, I do really like them. They're kind of sparkly. Yeah. Mine are just brown, very brown. But you know what I mean? All of a sudden, if you could start to feel one thing, then I've awakened, no pun intended. I've awakened that feeling in you. So I feel like that shifted for you. I just love, 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 love it. Are you ready to rediscover you again? You're made for more than being just okay. Do you feel like you've lost yourself a little bit between juggling the roles of wife, mom, CEO, cook, chauffeur, nurse, doctor, mediator, dog poop picker-upper? But you've forgotten what it means to be you. So let's rediscover who you are in Him. You're more than a wife, more than a mom, more than a CEO. I think it's time for you to join me on Awaken Me, a journey to finding you. And this is a complete step-by-step rediscovery course designed to introduce you to the most important person in your life, you. AwakenMeCourse.com. Sign up and come join me on this journey. One of the things I want to ask you to talk about is during this time, or maybe it was shortly after, you were asked to come to an event where you were honored for something. Would you share what happened? Because I love the story.
Well, I didn't have very much self-confidence, and I wrote poetry all the time, but never too seriously. And so working with you and going through that, I got so much of my self-confidence back. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to put some of my poetry on social media and join some poetry groups. And a situation occurred to where I was actually able to step up and show up for myself. Mm-hmm. And hold on to my quirky, silly little ways and express myself through my poetry. And it was recognized by a wonderful gentleman. He's local poet here, and he's a published author, that he recognized that and invited me to come down to the art gallery where he was doing a poetry reading. And also the former mayor of our city was reading some of his poetry. And so never been to an art gallery since like fifth grade elementary school when you go on the field trip. So it was all new and exciting. And at first I was kind of hesitant, but taking this transformation seriously and showing up for myself, I knew it was something I had to go to, and it was something I had to do outside of my comfort zone. And it was amazing. And we had such a good time and met so many wonderful people. And that was because I was able to come out of my shell and gain confidence that I had forgotten that I had had.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It just warms my heart, because that's the whole thing. When we start knowing who we are and stepping into that, because we change all the time. Like I'm 50, I'm still transforming. Like I'm yes. different now than I even was 6 months ago or a year ago, definitely 5-10 years ago, total different. And I was crazy in my 20s. The stories, they're not good. I'll just be honest. But when you can feel that knowing of who you are, who Jesus says you are, and then step out in confidence. And then with the poetry, and then things just start flowing for you, right? It just opened doors and things started coming, whereas you would have like hidden that just by yourself. Like we stay by ourselves. We think we have to do everything alone, and we do not.
Ah, I love it.
Thank you so much for sharing that story with us. There was one thing in your bio too that I love. It's like, I love elephants. And I was like, I don't think she knows. That is, and I'm showing you, and we're on the screen so the audience can't see it. Elephants are my favorite animal on earth. Like, not very many people say they love elephants. So I'm showing you my little favorite elephant. I don't even know. My husband.
Very, very vibrant and colorful. I love it.
It is. They are so smart and they're lifelong learners, which I love to be. And I'm like, not very many people say I love elephants. I'm like, I love elephants kind of like I like tacos. And everybody knows I like tacos. So what is it about an elephant that you love?
The way that they are so much like us. Mm-hmm. I think they're one of God's most amazing and beautiful creations. Everything about them, they're family oriented. When a new baby is born, they all come and they're there and they support each other. And the way they mourn each other after death, it's just the way they always know the way home is what gets me the most.
I didn't know all that, but I love elephants. That is beautiful. I have no words for that because I'm letting that sink in right now. So this brings me to something else I want to hear. And you've shared bits and pieces with me. And if you would be willing, I would be honored. And I would love for you to tell the story of being reunited with your birth daughter. And I know that's probably hard. You're like, I'm putting this out to the world. But if you're willing, I know that our listeners would be impacted as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we all have a past. We all have our own journey and we all go through our things. And I went through that as a teenager. And unfortunately, the situation I was in led me to be separated from all three of my children. My sons went with their grandmother and my daughter was placed up for adoption. Something I dealt with, I went to counseling, psychiatrists, psychologists. I went through all the medications and had a nervous breakdown in my early 20s over it. And, you know, you learn and you grow and you accept things for what they are. And you always keep your faith knowing that God has his hand in your life. Mm-hmm. And you can't let go of that faith and you can't let go of that hope. Well, last March, my daughter had just turned 28 and her mother gave her some paperwork from her adoption. And she went on, you know, the internet and typed in my name. And I had been using Pinterest as one of my platforms for reaching out to her. And she saw that platform. And was super excited and found me through Facebook and video called me on Messenger. And the second I answered the call, I just already knew it was her. My whole body just knew that it was her and that this is my daughter. Mm-hmm. And so it's just one conversation to the next led to the next. And now for the last year, we've been blossoming and blooming and growing. And actually last weekend, my husband's been working in Texas.
Oh.
And so last weekend on his way home, he was able to stop in San Antonio and take her out for her 29th birthday and enjoy a meal and enjoy some time, enjoy the care package that I sent for her. Took amazing pictures and our time to meet in person will come. But at that point, God put my husband and my daughter together for the day. And wow. So it's just, I'm overjoyed. I'm still in tears and in awe over it, because after 28 years, you find your baby again, and it's just like, my life is complete. Everything is back together. The whole family's back together again. And that was holding on to hope and into faith that God was there, and he had his hand in our life, and he still does. So
while you're talking, you know, earlier I was like, oh, I have chills. That's when I know God's present. And it doesn't happen very often. I have sat here and I have head to toe chills. Like, literally, I know that God was so present in that moment. And then I got him again. Oh my gosh, I'm getting him again. Like, I'm a little bit spooked out. I'm not even going to lie. That's how rare I get them. But I have been getting them through this whole conversation. And I don't normally interview people that have gone through my courses. So for me to do that, and I knew, like, you were the one I was asking, like, I knew it. And I feel like there's something bigger going to come out of this conversation for us, some other people that you and I don't know. I feel that with every fiber.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will, because everybody, that's, you know, going back to the beginning, we all think that, you know, this is our problem. We're going to deal with this on our own. And then once you know that there are other people who are going through mm-hmm. the same thing, it's just easier to welcome with a different outlook.
Yeah, 100%. I'm battling with myself at the moment on sharing something publicly that I was not going to share. And I just feel like I'm actually sitting here praying to myself going, you're not asking me this right now. Like, you are not asking me this. There's only a handful of people that know what I'm about ready to share. And I just feel like with what you shared about your birth daughter, I'm going to cry. Dana, this is not supposed to happen right now. This is just supposed to be about you sharing and nothing else. Okay, here it goes. As you're talking, one thing I keep hearing is you talked about being a teenager with these children. And that tells me you were young. That tells me that you're a young mom, that circumstances happen out of your control, because you don't really have control of anything, even in your early 20s or however old. And I'm sitting here thinking to you about you going, somewhere you made the choice that I did not make. And you made the choice to give birth to those babies, to trust at some point them to God. And I want to honor that for you. Because at 18, I made a different choice. And I've regretted it every day of my life. And it was out of my control. Even though I was 18, I was living in my car. And one of my family members got involved and I was pregnant. And they're like, I'm taking you to the clinic tomorrow, and it's just done. I didn't argue. I didn't know what to say. It was the worst experience of my life, and what I wish I would have been strong enough, even as a kid, to stand up and say different. And that's why I was, you're telling this, and then you're talking about how you were reunified with your daughter. I am like, so proud to know you.
Thank you.
And I just am. And I can say this, as women, we have those. They don't feel like choices when you're that young. Sometimes we don't feel like they're choices. And then we have to live with them, right? We have to live with adoption. We have to live with losing children, making a choice for a child to not even be born. And those don't go away. So like every year I know about when the birth date would be. I remember exactly every single year how old that child would be if I'd have made a different choice. But I also, through a lot of work, have forgiven myself for not standing up and making that choice different, right? But I've never forgotten. So you're like, dang, I have no words because Amy just dropped a bomb on me.
Well, the things we say are really impactful. Like I said, you know, it's knowing that you're not in it alone. It's knowing that other people have made choices and decisions that are out of our control. And in that moment, you do the best that you can do with what you're given. And then you go on from there. You have to give yourself the grace and accept the fact that, okay, well, at that time, I didn't know better, but I did the best I could with the knowledge and the emotions that I had.
Yeah. And I that's why I'm so honored that you shared that story too. And I felt led to share because mine is different, yet sort of similar, is just a different choice. And I think I want to show up authentically who I am. And while I was like really nervous about saying this, because I think people don't know it about me, I think only one of my best friends does, my husband, maybe one or two other people. I'm not even sure my children do. So I'm going to have to go make a phone call after this and own that there in case they listen. But I want to honor that for all women that are listening because it's part of our identity. And I would have been wrong to sit here and let you be alone in that when I felt God saying, Amy, it's time. Like,
there's something, you know, like you said, you hold on to it and only a few people know. And it's probably not something you talk about often. Mm-mm. However, I feel that there's something so empowering when you can hear yourself say it, when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
I'm glad you shared it and I appreciate that. I really do.
Yes, that was definitely not in my plan for the day. But it is real. And I vow to show up real, no matter what that is. I guess I was just thinking I could keep some things hidden a little longer. I laugh nervously. Honestly, I'm okay talking about it. I have, but I need to have a purpose too. And for me to share it, I felt like the purpose was I wanted to honor you and I did not know how to honor you with all my heart without sharing that with you and your journey. And I also want the people listening to know their story may be different and maybe sort of the same. We all have those hard things, but we could still come find joy. We can still step into a new definition of us. We can find our identity, our purpose, our passion. So lastly, what is one thing you would say to a woman that's listening to this, who's thinking about joining Awaken Me or even the Free Sacred Living Group, but they're hesitating? What would you say to them right now?
I would just say to them when they're actually showing up for themselves because they're contemplating doing the Awaken Me journey, but they're already there showing up for themselves in sacred living. And for those who aren't in sacred living and are sitting there in the same position that I was, I just want to say, you know, show up for yourself. Don't be afraid of the unknown because that's going to hold you back and keep you stuck. But just to go forward, join Sacred Living, join Awaken Me, do anything and everything that is in your heart that you feel like you need to do for yourself to mm-hmm. be your best self and live your best life. Wow. Just take the leap of faith. Just jump in and do it. That's all I can say about it.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. We're going to hear stories for a long time about this. We are. And I say that because people will send me things and I'm going to send them all to you. So I want you to see the impact. So if you're listening and this has impacted you, I want you to email me at amy@amywine.com. And if you have a message direct to Dana, just put "for Dana" and we will get them to her, because you're going to impact people. And I hope and pray that you get to see some of that just by showing up and being your beautiful self. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.